Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to SSR2 Plenary Number 84 on the 25th of September 2019 at 1400 UTC. Attending the call today is Alan, Danko, Eric, Norm, Russ, Casey, Denise, and Lauren. We have apologies from Kaveh. Attending from ICANN.org is Jennifer, Nagar, Steve, and Brenda. Technical writer Heather has joined. I have no observers at this time. Today's meeting is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the record. And Russ, I will turn the call over to you.
Okay, the first thing on the agenda is the work plan. The agenda that Jennifer sent out includes a link to the updated work plan. Basically, what we did here is we looked at having the recommendations done in the next couple weeks, and then being basically prepared to present those recommendations at the meeting in Montreal, gather feedback from the community, from hallway discussions and engagement sessions, and then at the face-to-face meeting in January, finish the report based on what we learned from that. And then that will lead us to the public comment period, which will then, we have to incorporate those comments and then deliver the report after doing that. So that is the basic structure that the leadership used in putting together this update to the work plan. We wanted to share this with you and make sure that we didn't miss something that one of you could spot. And if there's any concerns with any of it, let's talk about it. And my hope is that we can approve a work plan today so that it can be posted for the whole community. So has anyone had time to take a look at this and able to raise any mistakes that we made in putting this together?
Russ, this is Jennifer. If I could just relay a comment on behalf of Carrie-Anne, because I don't see her on the call. I just wanted to note that she'd made a comment in the work plan document on row 76, column D, which is pre-approved the draft recommendations for the draft report. Her comment says, we should start sensitizing how we will obtain consensus on the final text. For example, by non-objection after a period of open review. Currently, the team's rules of operation is by consensus. So in order to meet the deadlines, we could discuss this at the next face-to-face or whenever we have majority attendance on a call. Thank you.
Right. My understanding is that the agreement before the pause was that consensus meant more than half. If that's not the case, then we, or if that's not what people want to do, we should talk about this at the next face-to-face.
Hey, Russ, this is Denise. I'm sorry, I'm only on the phone. I'm in transit. That is the case, though I think more importantly, after the pause and as part of our discussions and agreement on how the team was going to work, we again, this group agreed that consensus, we were using the GMSO's approach to consensus, and it was a majority. So it's actually in our work document as well.
That was my memory, yes. So. Okay, are there any hands raised that I can't see?
No hands raised.
Okay, then I think without objection, this is approved. And if you guys could post this for the community, that would be great. the I was juggling my windows around and now I have to find the okay, so the next thing on the agenda is to talk through the recommendations that have been added to the Google Doc. The recommendations document has a link in the agenda. This is the one with the red letters at the top of the front page. There's updates that have been made here. The first set of updates are more than a week old, and those are the ones that Eric made, and he sent a note out about that. Trying to pull up the numbers. The first one was number 3 that he made an update to. Does anyone have any concerns with the current text in recommendation 3? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to the next one. The next one was 24, 25, and 26. So those three are all blocked together. Have I given it time for everybody to refresh their memory? Okay, hearing no objections to those. Then the compliance team has added findings and recommendations.
Yes, it's Casey. I sent in some comments to the mailing list on my concerns with these recommendations, and Eric responded, but I don't think we've got resolution on those. I don't know. I
don't
think
know.
Those
Eric,
recommendations are.
Eric, did you update them? I remember seeing a note from you and seeing a response from Eric, and I thought he was proposing text.
And I never saw recommendation 3, so I'm going to have to go look at the document on my computer, but there was no recommendation 3 in the document when I looked.
You got your long stuff down, Michael?
So this is Eric. So there was a bunch of comments, so I don't remember them all off the top of my head. So I only remember some of them. So if I miss some that are important to you, Casey, then maybe it'd be worth refreshing my memory. But there's text in here that evolved from the team. So I don't feel like it's my place to sort of add in or take out some of these things, like putting in the strategic goals and stuff like that was part of team discussions, et cetera. It happened after the pen left my hand, and then it reappeared, and then it appeared in the text. So, I mean, I don't think it's my place to add it or take it out at this point. So it really has to be a consensus call on the team, in my opinion. And I don't know what the thinking is on that. Another one that I remember that you voiced was that there was a coalescence of measurements that made the suggestions more diffuse. And in fact, that's why I had broken them out in the first place. But I got the impression that when the pen left my hand, the team's preference was to coalesce tractable measurements into sort of general categories. And so again, I sort of don't know that it's my position to, or my ability to sort of go and just put back the text I had before. So I'm not sure exactly what to do with that. I wasn't really proposing text. I was sort of highlighting that this seemed to be the consensus of the team, but that was done on the email list. So if anybody has opinions, it'd be a good time to bring some history into this.
Well, my memory was that in Brussels, we felt we were getting too many recommendations, and so it was better to talk about those, even if it had, bullets of the kinds of measurements. So I found Casey's note, and and Herrick says he's confused about what's confusing regarding needed parameters.
I found the recommendations very not amenable to operationalization by ICANN. And I found them difficult for SSR3 to figure out, has it been implemented and was it effective? Because it's not even clear in the recommendation what is the goal that we're trying to achieve or the harm that we're trying to prevent. So I think these are way too vague to be useful for ICANN and to be helpful for SSR3. And maybe the combining a bunch of recommendations into one isn't helping because it ends up looking even more vague and diffuse and not clear what objective we're trying to achieve with the recommendation.
So can I get Eric and Casey to, in the next week, talk this through and propose some text for the team for next week? You two are the measurement people. So.
So yeah, so Casey and I probably should talk. This week is a big deadline week for people in my world, and next week I won't be able to join the call. So if we pushed it out a week beyond that, it would make more sense to. I mean, I'd have more availability to be prepared to have a discussion if Casey and I could find time to connect. But
yeah,
I don't really understand a lot of the objections, so it would probably be worth either now or on a separate call or something, helping me understand some of the objections. I mean, also, there was a handful of things in the email, so I'm not sure if we're broadly speaking about all of them or if there was some of your particular comments that I should be looking at because I've got the email up as well.
Let's just go through them all. Let's go through them one by one. I don't have the email in front of me, but you guys can read it.
Okay, so why don't you guys connect?
I mean, again, when you said parameters, I don't know what parameters you're talking about. It doesn't say in the recommendation.
An IANA parameter is what it says.
You mean, yeah, it says, what is that?
Which recommendation are we looking at, just so I can keep up?
That was in 24. There's three kinds of IANA registries. One of them is protocol parameters. I think that's what he's talking about.
Okay, so we should, can you read the recommendation? I can't see it on here. I see it on, is it 24?
24, yes.
And so what is he asking about that?
What we were asking was basically, since ICANN, specifically PTI, as its IANA function, maintains registries that are necessary, that that those registries basically have to be available and that should be subject to measurement and quantification.
But the part of recommendation 24 that is about says, the IANA registries include many needed parameters that are specified by RFCs in the IETF. Their availability and integrity is paramount to the and needs to be clearly illustrated to the community. So I think he's setting the groundwork there for how do we, what do we need to do to measure the availability and integrity of the protocol parameter registries.
The registries? It says the parameters.
No, okay. Parameters are what are registered.
The registries are sets of parameters.
Okay, and it says there are many of them specified in the RFCs.
Yep.
We have to go see which RFCs we're talking about, and I think we should just list the parameters. If there's only three.
There's all of them. No, there's hundreds and hundreds of them.
Okay, we should. And you. you mean each port, each protocol, each?
Yeah, each protocol has a registry.
Yeah. So when you compose a Linux distro, and for among other things, you're creating Etsy services. Etsy services specifies which services run on which ports. That all comes from RFCs that are maintained by IANA, which means that at some point somebody's pulling that authoritative information from a resource that is run by IANA under ICANN. And that means that that has to be available online whenever somebody's creating a new Linux distro or an old Linux distro, which means the ability for people to get that information securely and with high availability is critical, but it's not being tracked anywhere. And like Russ said, there's just squillions of these things. There's tons and tons of registries. You could create a new registry with a new protocol tomorrow, and it would be added to the corpus, the ever-growing corpus. You can also add new parameters to existing registries with a new RFC. So it's like this is an evolving set of important data that has to be available. It's not queried maybe as often as DNS registries are that are like used for transaction, but that's, I think, how it's kind of been forgotten about. But it's a critical resource managed by IANA, and we don't have any performance idea about how it works or how well it's working.
Okay, and I guess I missed the conversation where we actually, do we have evidence that there's a problem that it hasn't been available when it's been needed?
Like, we have no evidence of either. Absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. So we don't know whether it's been unavailable or available. Nobody really does.
Okay.
So if you go to IANA.org, you'll see there's three panes to that. Domain names is on the left, number resources in the middle, which is IP addresses and AS numbers, and then protocol assignments on the right-hand side. And that's what Eric's talking about in this bullet, is all of the links that are behind that right-hand pane.
Okay, I think I understand enough now to go have a conversation with Eric about it, about how to make it more specific.
Cool.
Yeah, so on that one, let's pass it to Eric and me for next week. I have the same deadline Eric does, or the same time of a deadline, so we can do it.
Okay, so let's make the deadline 2 weeks to make sure that
we
get what we need. Okay, then I would like to shift to the compliance information that was added to the document. It starts on page 17, and there's a whole bunch of findings that were basically in a separate Google Doc and were just copied here, followed by the recommendations. And this was sent out earlier. Denise sent a note to the team that this was added. And so let's see, where do the recommendations part begin? There they are. Recommendations, all caps, underlined on, how do I make this tell me again what page it is? I don't know why it did before and it's not now. I have no idea. There we are, page 31. Jeez. Okay. So there's a group of recommendations that were added here based on the compliance and abuse subteam. I do not know whether people have had a chance to read this since the note went to the team. Can somebody let me know whether we need more time on this? What I guess I'd like to do is have everybody take a look at this over the next week and make sure that we're ready to get close to final text by the end of by the call next week. So I know the sub-team has been over and over this. It's time to get the rest of the team looking at it. That makes sense. So if everyone would take an action to read this chunk of the text and send comments to the list so that we can find out how close to consensus we are on these recommendations. The recommendations end on page 39, with the stuff parked below being the end of the recommendations. Okay. I'm not getting much feedback from you guys, so I'm not sure whether we're on the same page or not. All right, so a week from today, we will have all of your comments from everyone on the sub-team, or not just the sub-team, the whole team.
So it's Russ again. Mike, I went through and I spent several hours on this sub-document. I still think it needs work. I mean, I think a lot of what's there is great, terrific, but it needs work that I'm definitely not going to be able to do in the next couple of weeks, maybe probably not before Montreal, just to clean things up. So I don't know if others on the sub-team are be able to commit the time, but I just want to highlight it. There's a lot of consolidation and kind of also making things more specific, I think, that needs to be done. And it would be great to have like a researcher, and maybe some of this Heather can take on, because some of it's like finding citations and removing redundancies from the document, maybe organizing it a bit. So it would be good to have some external help with this, is my view. Maybe the other folks disagree because I haven't talked with them about it.
This is Heather. Yeah, so some of what you're describing is definitely on my list to do, to go through and basically do a good edit on it to make sure we're clear and consistent, and that where the references are needed, that we have them. And if we don't have them, I hunt people down to find them.
Great.
That would be great. And I think the sub-team probably would say it's okay to start that now. But maybe they've already told you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great.
Awesome. Okay. So, Heather, please bring to the SSR2 list anything where you find problems and need help. All right. The next thing on the agenda is to let everyone know that the implementation plan for the CCT recommendations is out. Basically, what the board has done here is there was three clumps of recommendations, those that they were going to proceed forward with and figure out what the cost and so on was. And this implementation report deals only with that roughly third of the recommendations. The second category was recommendations that they said were not for the board, but were for others. And the implementation plan does not do anything about those. And the third category was the recommendations that they put on pause, and this report doesn't say anything about those. It doesn't even tell us what the criteria are for unpausing those. So the question is, do we want as a team to deal with providing some public comments, or do we want to just deal with this as individuals?
And Russ, this is Denise.
Hi, Denise.
I think that it would be useful and appropriate for this review team, if we have a critical mass on, to provide some comments on this as well. It goes directly to how the board and staff are treating community reviews, and of course how they potentially will treat our review. Virtually all of the issues that we discussed with the board at the previous ICANN meeting, I think we were in Japan, when they parked rather than approved most of the CCT review recommendations. I think virtually all of those issues that we discussed with the board have not really been addressed. So I think it would be worthwhile for, given where our team is in our work, to also offer some public comments on this.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, this is Matogoro, and I support that we deliver my public comment as a team, so that I understand that if we deliver as a team, we shall have some time going through the documents and deliver a consensus comment for the same. So thank you.
Anyone else?
Yes, I had my hand on. I don't know, maybe.
I'm sorry, I can't. I'm dialed in only, so I can't tell that.
So maybe Brenda should be watching. So, okay, anyway, so this is Alain. I hope you can all hear me. So I wanted to, okay, Ross, you asked a question about do we submit comment as a team or as an individual, and I will personally go for individual, and I will avoid as a team trying to approach this thing, especially that we are still working on our things. People may not, the way people will interpret any comment from the group may be problematic. But I want to raise something else, and I think this for me seems to be also very important, is we should look at how the board approach the implementation of the recommendation from the the CCT, because one thing we discuss and we keep discussing is the measurability of the recommendation. So I think something we may want to learn from it, how are the recommendations of CCT drafted, and are the recommendations easy, accepted, and implementable? And then do we take anything from it for our recommendation we are going to present in Montreal?
That makes sense. And I do think that everybody should be looking at the history here to see how this might affect the way we word things. Hopefully we will also have our research consultant on board to help with that as well. So
Ross, Carrie-Anne is in the queue.
Okay, Carrie-Anne.
Hi everybody, apologies to be late. I had just sent an apology. The GAC just had a webinar. Just want to let you guys know where I'm late on the expedited policy development process they're doing for the GTLD registration data. So it clashed and I had to just listen to that just in case we needed any information from it. So apologies. I just want to input that I do agree with Elaine, but one thing we just have to consider is waiting to see how they respond to one group can be a complete indication of how they'll respond to our report. I think the added value that we can do is just to ensure that we have our core recommendations, and where there is synergies with the other reports that have just come out or will precede ours, that we have a section that actually notes reports that came out during the preparation, and not to necessarily mix or link, but at least to be able to have clear, defined things coming out from us, and where possible, acknowledge where there are synergies with the other reports. And I think if we present it in that way, it would be more palatable to the community. But a kind of wait and see may not be beneficial to us, because the community will already be reacting to that. And the later we come in with our recommendations, it may get overlooked. So I think as soon as we can, given credit to what has come out, would be useful to us. Thank you.
So Carrie-Anne, Alain said two things, and you said, I agree with Alain, and I wondered which part, the first, the second, or both. Alain said he thinks that we should comment as individuals, and he thinks we need to read the report, both the CCT report and the implementation plan, to help guide the way we write our report. Which of those are you agreeing with, or both?
Individual contribution is needed now, but when we present it holistically to Montreal, I think it's not that it's going to be subsumed into our recommendations. Like, as CCTV, as CCT said, we should do this. The SSR2 team agrees. Like, I don't think that's how we should be writing it. Reviewing it and noting it as like a section that we actually acknowledge it and each of us giving our views on it, I think it's needed, because I think at this stage, all the team members need to now have ownership and looking at it and giving the input now at the end, at least with the new reports that have come out. But pulling it together, I think how we present it is where it's going to be critical. I don't know if that makes more sense. But I agree with each of us giving an individual look on it. But at the end, we need to make sure how we present it, it's not us just talking about someone else's report, but to make sure our report stands on its own, if that's clearer.
I understand your suggestion, but that means that the work we were just looking at from the sub-team needs to be updated to align with that idea, because that's not what we currently have.
But it depends on how we do it, because what I was thinking is having a section that refers to them, not necessarily changing our sub-team work, because our findings is based on our findings. The conclusions that the other reports have made have been based on their findings. We may have found stuff that they may or may not have considered, or we considered it differently based on the skill sets we have on our team. So I think noting what they have as a separate section in our report is good, because they would have predated us, but not necessarily changing our text to constantly refer to what they have, if that makes it clearer.
Yeah, but Ross, this is Alain. I think I've not said we should align with the CCT style of the recommendations. What I said is at the beginning, when we look at the SSR1 implementation or implementations, there was a complaint about some of the recommendations being very vague, not implementable, etc. And then we've been saying that we should make sure that our recommendations are measurable, are well phrased, etc. So what I'm saying is that now that there have been this review and which went to the board and they had an implementation plan on some of the recommendations, just to see if there's anything in the way they write the recommendation. So if there are, for example, complaint from staff or board on some of the recommendation, maybe there is something there to take away on how we can reproduce our own. This is what I was saying in a different word. So just to make sure that I got the message too.
Okay, thank you.
Russ, may I be in the queue? This is Denise.
Go ahead, Denise.
So when I was thinking about SSR2 submitting comments, I was thinking about the utility of commenting more on the process and approach the board has taken, more so than the substance. I wasn't actually suggesting that the review team take a position on the substance of the CCT recommendations, although I'm certainly open to that. I see this as a inflection point for the review team to again reiterate many of the process and operational points that we made with the board about how they approach and work with the community review teams and develop decisions on what they do with the recommendations, how they treat them, and development of the implementation plans. My thinking is more on the process side, where I think we certainly at the ICANN meeting seem to have very broad agreement across those who were there in our conversations with the board about how to and how not to work with a community review team and handle the recommendations. I think that's a fertile area for the review team to contribute on these comments. I'm also open to addressing more substantive aspects of a proposed implementation plan where they intersect with recommendations that the review team has agreed on, but I'm particularly interested in I think the team using this to reiterate the process and operational questions that we've already addressed with the board. Thanks.
Okay, so what I think I've heard is Denise recommending that the team say something about process, but leave comments on the actual implementation plan and how it relates to the CCT recommendations to us as individuals if we want to say anything. Does anyone
Russ,
think?
Casey is in the queue.
Okay.
Just a point of clarification. I'm open to addressing the substance as well if we have a majority of members who are interested and agreed upon that. So just to clarify, I'm really open to what other members want to do on that area.
Okay, thank you. We've already had two speak against that. That's why I'm saying this
yep.
is where I'm feeling we're going. Okay, Casey,
yep.
your turn.
I think that was Casey Ross.
Okay, so Jennifer, who has her hand up?
Sorry, it's Casey. I'm fighting my stupid phone.
Okay.
Or maybe the phone's smart and I'm stupid. Okay, let's hear a few things I've heard. I'm not sure I totally agree with Carrie Ann. I think there is value in highlighting just how much maybe literally cutting and pasting recommendations from other review teams and saying we fully agree with this or we agree with this with maybe the following modification or specification. And the reason I'm sort of thinking about it with the accountability transparency review team hat on a little bit, which is I think the more stakeholders or constituencies or whatever that the same recommendation comes from or something almost the same or refinements of the same, the more times it's said, the higher priority it's going to have. We've seen, in fact, the biggest problem we've been told the review process has right now is lack of prioritization of the reviews that are being handed to the board. The board now has hundreds of recommendations. It cannot possibly implement them all, even if it spent all of ICANN's capital doing it with the number of recommendations that it had. And in fact, apparently, for reviews that was passed in June that I'm still not clear, and I would like somebody from ICANN to help me understand, does it apply to us midstream in this review, or is that for like the next round of reviews, which may never even happen at the rate we're going? But back to their original feature, I think we shouldn't ask a CCT report. Some of that, and especially.
Hey, Casey, you're cutting out.
Report that are still in process are in line with the ones that are in draft SSR2 reports. I mean, I don't know how much we want to say about our recommendations, but I think that my point is the more voices that are saying the same thing, the more ICANN is going to be able to say, okay, those need to rise to the top. And then to Denise's point about substance versus content, I think that I'm also open to SSR2 making a comment about content, process versus content. I'm not sure I understand exactly the two voices that were opposed. I guess Elaine and Carrie Ann said we should all just respond to the public comment as individuals on the CCT. Implementation doc. I don't think most of the CCT, I think there were only five or six recommendations that CCT actually is, that the board is actually moving forward with an implementation plan for. And I don't remember them having to do with security. Maybe I need to go back and read them. Does anybody remember? Like what would we say about the substance of those five recommendations in an SSR context?
There is something there about DNS abuse security, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, that was accepted? All right, I need to go back and read that report. Can anybody actually give a sentence of that report that is about that recommendation? Because I even looked for that and I didn't see it.
This is Denise. I can send you the link on the implementation document. There's there's a recommendation that that our team is proposing, again, that it that be recommended, that's included in the CCT review, which is more detailed information on complaints to ICANN be publicly available.
But hold on,
in
is,
the
that
compliance
in,
report.
Is that in one of the five? Is that in one
yeah.
of the five that they have just issued an implementation? Oh, it is, okay. Okay,
yeah.
I'll go read it again. Well, then I do think we should comment as a group on that one, if there's something. I mean, anyway, I don't think we should decide today not to. I think we should all go read it and consider it.
Right, and then recommendation 22 regarding security measures, also relevant to our team for sure. Then they have a data collection on GTLD, a recommendation regarding that, which also has relevancy, of course, to some of the things we're recommending. Well, two recommendations on data collection that are in, that are part of the five. So I'll send you this link and take a look at it.
Thanks. And then could ICANN comment on the new operating standards? Because I can't, first of all, I can't find them, which makes me nervous. I find a draft of them and public comment, but I don't actually find the final standards. And second of all, I'm reading in the ATRT documents that it's effective June. And I don't think I was told. So I want to know what the standards we're operating under.
Hi, Casey. This is Negar. The operating standards were adopted, I believe, back in March. And Jennifer can confirm that. The documents are open. We've suggested for any review team in progress who's interested to take them on as their operating standards. So this is more of a question for this review team to discuss and determine if you want as a group to operate under operating standards. ATRT3 chose to do that. But again, it's something for the review team to discuss as a whole. And we're happy to share. Thank you, Jennifer, just put a comment in the chat saying it was adopted in June. Thanks for clarification, Jennifer. We are happy to share the link to the document so you can see the adopted version. For reference.
So could you send that link to the mail list, please?
The only two review teams that it would be a question for would be the remaining ones that aren't finished, which is ATRT and SSR2.
Correct. The other two reviews have now submitted their final report. So they're no longer conducting reviews.
And so this team never discussed it?
It wasn't final when we figured out how we were going to work.
Okay.
Right, because we had the meeting in D.C. when we were unpaused to figure out how we were going to do our work, and we could only look at the draft at that time.
So the reason I'm asking is that there's a sentence in there, apparently, because I only saw it quoted. I haven't read it. About that the review teams are now obligated to include prioritization of the recommendations and ensure cost effectiveness of the recommendations, which is a phrase that I totally balked at because I don't understand how the review teams could ensure such a thing. And I don't understand how ATRT3 could accept such a responsibility. And I wouldn't, but it's not, maybe I'm wrong and it's not in the operating standards, so I need to go read it, and I've been gone for a couple months, as you know, so I'm totally maybe talking out of turn here, but I, like, that needs a public comment, and apparently it had a public comment that I totally missed, but I again, back to the CCT public comment issue, and do we comment on that? The real issue here is ICANN's overwhelmed with recommendations that I totally agree with. It doesn't know how to prioritize them. That was somehow left out of the hubbub of the transition, left out of the, oh, how do we actually execute these reviews and make sure that they're, you know, reasonably implemented as much as ICANN can do. And now we're in the throes of the problem. And so I don't know if that's something we want to add to our comment in CCT public comment or just leave it separate. But obviously we're going to say in our report which operating standards we're operating under. Okay, I'm done.
Well, it seems to me that the CCT report was put together before those as well. They started even before the update to the bylaws, right? So I don't think we can say, hey, you didn't align with this as part of a comment.
No. That's not my point. My point is the whole process has a problem. The operating standards have been changed in the middle of the process because there's a problem with the process. And if we're going to comment on the fact that, well, all of these other reviews that relate to SSR2 have been ignored, or the ones that have been are now headed toward implementation, we don't think are being implemented properly, I assume a response will be, well, we've already handled this problem with the new operating standards that we have. We're overwhelmed with recommendations. So I think we should be careful to issue a public comment without understanding that ICANN has already tried to address some of the issues that it's suffering from right now.
I now understand your point. Yes, I think that we need to pay attention to that in writing our report as well.
This is Negar, if I may. I just wanted to add a couple of clarifying points here. Casey, the operating standards were not changed in the middle of the process. They were being developed as they were a requirement under the new bylaws. And the development of the operating standards went through quite a few rounds of reviews and engagement by the community. And involvement in discussions about what various sections of the operating standard should include. And again, it was with explicit involvement of the community and multiple rounds of public comment and discussions and presentations and webinars that the operating standards came to be the way they are today. I don't recall if there's any specific reference to prioritization and budgeting of the recommendations in the operating standards. I believe that's a more recent discussion that has been started with between the board and the community and others to start looking at better ways to manage all the recommendations, since, as you know, that there are so many of them, not just from reviews but from other work that are coming through, and there needs to be a feasible way of trying to manage how they get implemented and how they get budgeted, etc. Please, we will share the link to the operating standards. Please do read the document, and we're happy to answer any questions that you may have on the document and various parts of it if you find useful or relevant when formulating your report. I think that'll be great, but again, this is something the review team should agree upon in terms of how every part of the work is managed, of course. But we will send the document out, so please take a look at it when you have a chance.
Nagar, this is Denise. In addition to simply sending the document out, since we really don't have enough time to even deal with our own report, could you please look at the document and pull out the citations that refer to prioritization and cost effectiveness so we can make it easier for us to find those? Thanks.
We'll make a reference to which section, Denise, so everyone can look it up.
If you could just pull the words out, put it in an email. Here's what the operating plan says about prioritization. Here's what the operating plan says about cost effectiveness. I think those are probably two important things we'll want to make sure we see right away. Thanks.
To address Russ's request, he wanted the whole document sent out, so we will send that out.
If you do both, that would be great.
References. Again, I don't think the sections are all discrete, but happy to pull out what may be helpful and send it out to everyone.
Great, thank you.
Was it the case, this is KC, was it the case that SSR2 was asked about these operating standards ever, or... I mean, presumably they were allowed to public comment, but I apparently didn't know this was going on way back in March before. And was it the case that when they were completed that somebody asked SSR2, do you want to operate under these? And I missed it?
No.
We
have not formally been asked to do that. My understanding is they were adopted with a review teams starting after this approval will operate under them.
Yeah, for a little more history, this is Denise. The SSR2 team, when we formed, we actually asked for the operating standards, and there were none. The bylaws do require the staff to actually create the operating standards before the community reviews move forward. Instead of having operating standards before the review team started, the operating standards, well, they were done a couple of years later. So, yeah.
Okay, that helps. Thanks.
But I take your point. We can, you know, certainly be aware of what's in that, but it's pretty ridiculous to think that 2 years or so into a review, we're going to retroactively go back and try and, you know,
no.
Adopt
it's obvious,
operating
it's
standards.
That
yeah.
I can't not expecting that. Okay. Nonetheless, there's a reality there of ICANN being overwhelmed.
Yeah.
So that one we can just take into consideration. I'll have to deal with the operating standards over in the AGRT side. All right, I'm done.
Okay, so we only have 5 minutes left. So I think where we ended up is that we may want to make some process comments as a team. I encourage people to take a look at this, figure out what they might want to comment about, and send some stuff to the list so we can start that going. We have like 3 weeks before the comments would be due. So if we're going to do anything, we need to do it fairly quickly. We have one last agenda item at this point with only 4 minutes left. I think all I can do at this point is point that the GAC issued a statement on DNS abuse. It seems to be highly aligned with some of the things that we plan to recommend, and it seems to be highly aligned with some of the things that CCT did recommend. So I encourage people to take a look at that. It's certainly something that we are going to need to add to the sites going in. So is there any other business people want to raise at this point? Okay, then over to Jennifer for the confirm action items.
Thanks, Russ. So action items, Eric and Casey are going to work together on the recommendations that Casey flagged in the email and proposed text for the 9th of October call. Team members to read the text from the compliance subteam, which is in the recommendations document for next week, 2nd of October call. And staff to pull out the prioritization and cost effectiveness sections of the operating standards and send to the review team along with the full operating standards document. Decisions reached, the updated work plan was approved, and staff will publish that to the wiki page. And the review team agreed they should start a public comment on the process related items of the CCT implementation plan. So team members, please share comments on the list to get that going. Let me know if I missed anything. Thanks.
All right. So I think that's it. With 1 minute to spare, we can wrap up. And have a good week.
Thanks, Ross.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thanks, everybody.